Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Good day, America, and welcome to the Sports Tack. I'm Bob Black. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all over the country. They give us a lot of love. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. You got a device. We all have phones. It's an iPhone. It's an Android. It's an iPoppy. It's whatever it is. You got a watch. Might be a regular watch. Might be a Swatch. Might be an iWatch. Hello. Yeah, we just hit the home run right there. Guess what? You can use all the devices to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's a beautiful thing. Look, we only get you for a certain period of time during the day. So we appreciate that. It's all about your schedule, the way you go about doing your business, and it's all about radio on the go. You know, you're out there walking a dog, getting the kids off to work, getting the husband and or wife husband off to work to keep the roof over the head. Well, you know what you can do. Go to the device, go to iHeart, go to TuneIn, go to Stitcher, click on the Listen Live button. There we are. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. And you know, we only get you for a little amount of time, and I appreciate that. I get that. Okay? So just make sure you're tuning in here to the Sports Attack. We give you the best of everything, the best interviews, best sports talk, opinions, the whole nine yards, and you know all about it. Look, what's most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. We talk about it all the time as Army-Navy is coming up, but it's something we appreciate year-round. As we go forward, if you see somebody in a uni, go up to them, thank them, and be on your way. They're running towards it while we're running away from it. Let's tap out right there on the way back. We will set the table for you here on the Sports Attack. I'm Black. You're not.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they
there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Olympics are going on. Football's going on. Guys are getting hired, all that kind of good stuff. You know, spring training right around the corner. So it is a beautiful thing. And as we go forward, we're going to set the table for you here and get everything started. First of all, we're going to start in the National Football League. And Frank Reich officially takes the helm. Yes, he does. And, you know, look, it's not easy to be a head football coach in the National Football League, particularly when you're the second choice or the third choice, whatever the circumstances were. And as Josh McDaniels walked away from the Indianapolis Colts, yeah, you know, it's a weird set of circumstances, man, because everything out of New England indicated that, well, McDaniels was not given any guarantees. He was not told that he's going to be the heir apparent. He's not the coach in waiting. He's not the anything in the traditional cliche as we talk about with traditional football programs, college football programs, the whole nine yards. He just walked away. And part of it had to do with family. Part of it had to do with money. Part of it had to do, I would imagine, with the anticipation that he's going to be offered the head football coach position with the New England Patriots when Bill Belichick, the 67-year-old coach, decides to step away. And maybe that's the case, and maybe it's not. Robert Kraft's his own man. He's going to make up his own mind. But he withdrew. And if Chuck Pagano got fired at Indianapolis, they targeted, they being the Colts, McDaniels, they thought they had their guy. And as it turned out, well, maybe not so much. And Frank Reich, I thought, handled it real well in his press conference today when he was talking about it. Because Frank Reich, for his entire NFL career, with the exception of being a starter on rare occasions, was a backup quarterback. He backed up a bunch of guys, including Hall of Famer Jim Kelly. And Chris Ballard. And Mr. Irsay. Ended up with their second choice. And as Frank Reich said, the backup role has suited me well in my career. And he got a room full of laughs, and that was a pretty damn good way to start his career as the head football coach of the Indianapolis Colts. You know, he's no kid. Frank Reich has waited a long time to be a head football coach. Began his career back in 2006, 8 years after he retired. He's in his mid-50s. There is no track record on him as far as being a head football coach. He's been an offensive coordinator. He's been a quality control guy. He's been a quarterback's coach. He's been a little bit of everything. And what was unique about him, which I'm not sure how I feel about this, but he was looking to maintain focus, and he told his agent that he was not going to interview for any openings while Philadelphia was still in the playoffs. Well, Philadelphia ended up going to the Super Bowl, and albeit winning the Super Bowl, and Reich was completely passed by. But fate intervened, and for somebody who was turning down interviews, it actually played to his advantage going forward. And when the opportunity came open yet again after McDaniels backed out, Indy reached out to him. A couple of other people as well, but they were pretty much narrow focused. And once Frank Reich interviewed, it was his job. Now, does this bode well for Indianapolis? Hell, I'm not a soothsayer. I don't know. But I do know if I own the keys to the castle, and it was my castle, as it is Jim Irsay's, I'd feel pretty good about the guy that I got. Narrow focused, didn't want to be distracted, understood that, you know, the opportunity may never had come for him, being he's in his mid-50s. Never had the opportunity to be a head football coach anywhere, at least an opportunity he took advantage of. And, you know, he started at the bottom. He was an intern. He made a really decent amount of money in his career, so, you know, he didn't need the cash. And they said, you want to come in? Okay, well, here's your job. You're an intern. Quality control, quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. Yellow. And he's being very realistic about it. I love the quote. He said, what better way to get started? And there could not be a better way to finish it right here in this great city. Referring to Indianapolis. So, what I took from that, what I gleaned from that, is that his mindset is, I waited a long time for the opportunity. I'm ready for it. They made me the head coach. I'm going to put my game plan out there, hopefully in concert with my general manager. We're going to put a team together. We're going to succeed. We're going to win. And when we win, and when the time comes when I'm done, I'm done. I'm not going to go back. You won't see me bouncing to another head coaching job. You won't see me as an offensive coordinator. You won't see me as anything else. It took me a long time to climb this mountain. And now that I've hit this mountain and I've gotten to the top of it, I'm going to run with it. I'm going to do the best job I possibly can. Hopefully everything plays out exactly how it's going to play out. Chris Ballard will be happy. Mr. Irsay will be happy. Andrew Luck will be happy. We'll get to the playoffs. We'll win a Super Bowl. And I'll ride off into the sunset. And if it doesn't play out that way, I'm content in the fact that I got this job, finally. And I'm going to make the best of it. I'll put in my complete effort. And if it flops, it flops. But either way, I'm walking away from it when it's done. I kind of like that. Bruce Arians went in that direction too. Bruce Arians waited a damn long time to get a head coaching job. And he was offensive coordinator under Pagano, and Chuck got sick, and Bruce stepped in. Bruce did the job. People around the league noticed. Cardinals were looking for a head football coach, and boom, opportunity took place. He was no kid either when he took that job. And he ended up stepping on the gas pedal when he was in Arizona, got him as a consistent playoff contender, never got over the hump. But you would never hear anybody saying that Bruce Arians wasn't a good head football coach. He took advantage of the situation as presented to him. And you got to respect that. Well, maybe that ends up being the same situation with Frank Reich. And he comes back full circle. He interned under Tony Dungy. So we'll see how it plays out. I want to pick it up right there on the other side. And as we step aside here, just, you know, every once in a while, these hires, they're very unique in certain ways. And I want to explore that just a little bit. I'm Black. You're not. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, look, it's we're talking coaching here, and we're talking Frank Reich specifically. I mean, look, there's no mystery here as to how Indianapolis is going to either succeed or fail. If Andrew Luck comes back, and he's Andrew Luck from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, where he was putting up prodigious numbers, and he was doing it with a limited amount of talent. He had skilled position players to a point. He never really had a running back, but he had skilled position players and good wide receivers and not much else. They had a defense that got pushed around quite a bit and not a hell of a lot of talent. And he still got them to the playoffs a couple of times. And he was a major league threat. But now, we don't know what's going to be with the arm, excuse me, and how it's going to go forward. And quite honestly, that's going to determine the fate of Frank Reich. I mean, if he ends up being successful, it's going to be because Andrew Luck is back and he's successful. If it turns out that he doesn't come back all the way and he ends up having those kind of issues, well, guess what? It's going to be interesting. Not interesting in a good way either. Because Ballard will be gone and Frank Reich will be gone. And you know, when we were talking in the offseason about this particular position, okay, one of the things that we were talking about was the fact that you can knock Irsay all you want as far as stability of the franchise early on, his off the field or out of the office problems. But what you can't argue is that he's been very stable. Very stable. Now, going forward, you know, will that still maintain? I would hope so. Hope so. But honestly, you never know. You never know. I mean, he seems to have straightened out his issues. And you would hope that in doing that brings more stability to the franchise. But he was very patient with Chuck Pagano. He could have, it wouldn't have looked good as far as a PR thing, but he could have canned Pagano after it was determined that he was healthy and kept Bruce Arians. You know, it was pretty obvious who the better coach was. But going forward, you know, maybe they got their guy. And like I said, this is a unique situation. He got the job in a unique way. He got, you know, his dedication to the Eagles. He has a Super Bowl ring, so he goes in with complete gravitas. He go walk in, and when they give him that ring, that's going to get the attention of the locker room. Very soft-spoken dude. Not aggressive or anything along those ways. You know, okay. And so we'll see. Now, if you look at the Colts talent-wise, at least as it stands right now, they're going to lose some guys. And some of that will be okay. There's some guys that maybe they will end up retaining. They're going to have to make certain decisions on certain guys. I mean, you know, one of the guys that's been a key dude as far as just stability, you know, Adam Vinatieri, he's on a week-by-week, year-by-year basis at this point in time. He still is effective, but he's also 45 years old. And whether or not they bring him back remains to be seen. There's other guys on the roster. I mean, Malik Hooker will be back. There's no time frame for him as far as when he's going to end up coming back. But he'll be on the roster and basically be an addition, considering, you know, last year and the injury issues. T.Y. Hilton's under contract. Chester Rogers under contract. The offensive line is pretty much intact. They're going to lose Dante Moncrief. They're going to have to figure out what to do with Mike Person. But the rest of the line is intact. Frank Gore is 100 years old, and he's an unrestricted free agent. I would imagine they'll address running back in the draft. You know, Person's been a journeyman. The center has been a journeyman throughout his career. So whether or not they re-up him remains to be seen. Scott Tolzien will be gone. And rightfully so. I mean, I he got beat out by Jacoby Brissett, who at least is an insurance policy. He'll be another year in there. And Frank Reich, for everything that he did with the two quarterbacks that were under his tutelage, hopefully he can do with Brissett and Brad Kaya. And again, Andrew Luck being the wild card. Defensively, most of the guys will be back. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But Darius Butler will be gone. Barcavius Mingo, they're going to have to make a decision on him. And we'll see. So as far as actual attrition goes for the new coach coming in, well, not so bad. But they'll have to make a couple of decisions. Cap-wise, you know, they'll have some room. We'll see what the cap is when determined. And whether or not they want to bring Mingo back. You know, at this point in time, guy's 27 years old. We'll find out. We'll find out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. So all the coaching positions are finally filled. Finally. Everybody's got a gig. So we'll see how it plays out. Now, that being said, some gigs are better than others. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it'll work out for Reich. I don't know. We shall see. I'm if I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan, I got to be honest. I'm cautiously optimistic. I really am. I am cautiously optimistic. That doesn't mean squat in the grand scheme of things, but, you know, we'll find out. Pretty good press conference. He was holding his own. He certainly wasn't in over his head with the media. And so as far as that goes, you know, it looks like he can take the pressure. And if that ends up being the case, well, maybe all is well in Indianapolis Colts land. But, you know, again, the results will talk, and you know what will walk. I mean, that's just the way it is. But who knows? I mean, was McDaniels going to be the guy? Was he going to be the guy to bring into the promised land? I don't know. I have no special insight on that. But I will say this. With the coaching tree, with the whole, you know, blah, 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 blah. It was Bill Belichick, and I get it. And that was the guy you were initially looking for, and I get that too. But sometimes, and considering again that you didn't have an opportunity to interview this guy, well, you know, maybe it's not going to end up so bad. And as far as that goes, if that ends up being the case, well, guess what? That'll be okay too. Moving on, you know, and before I move on, because we'll ride this out to the break. You know, there was an awkward moment, and it wasn't in a situation where you were saying to yourself, well, all right, this was going to make or break him. But Pat McAfee, who is a unique character, let's put it that way, and he's working for Barstool Sports, which, quite frankly, I could live without. They're kind of the TMZ of sports. Asked, and it was near the end of the 10-minute conference, whether he hates or loves Josh McDaniels for backing out. And that's where he said the backup role suited me well in my career. So it was kind of a gotcha moment. And I'm not down with gotcha moments. It kind of picks, well, I'm not thrilled when people in my business try to do that. So I thought it was tasteless. I thought it was tacky. But then again, that's Barstool Sports. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, a little more NFL as we go forward in hour one. Hope you're enjoying it. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You are back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Bob Black 71. If Twitter is more your thing, and more NFL news as we're going forward. We were talking about coaching and a couple things here, which we shall see. Starting with the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles, one thing that, and we'll see how this plays out, because I have a feeling this is off of John Breach's report with CBS Sports, that I'm not too thrilled about, is that they might go into 2018 without an offensive coordinator. Now, John DeFilippo's gone. Frank Reich is gone. Press Taylor is now their quarterback coach. So that's all right. But the report is that they're in no particular rush to replace Frank Reich. Well, all right. Now, there are two guys on the roster, Deuce Staley, who's been under consideration for a lot of offensive coordinator jobs. So, you know, and Mike Groh, who Al's kid, I have no idea whether or not, you know, they would reach into or do it within and say to yourself, well, these guys will be our offensive coordinator. They're talking about going it alone, which means Doug Peterson. Now, Doug Peterson calls the plays. But as far as formulating a game plan, doing analysis on the film, working with the offensive guys, making sure everybody's in sync, that was Frank Reich. It worked. I mean, hell, they won the Super Bowl, so it worked. But they're now talking about making Staley the game coordinator and not actually give him the title of offensive coordinator. Now, I don't know if that's what Frank Reich was doing as far as his overall responsibilities, and they're just not putting the title on Deuce Staley, or are not going to toss the title at him, or Reich had a broader area of responsibilities, and that's what he ended up doing. So I don't know. I don't like it. There are certain things where I say to myself, okay, you know, I get why they're doing it. They had success. The old nine yards is something that, you know, as an offense, as a head football coach, you don't want to be going down that road. So you get an offensive coordinator. But evidently, they either don't have enough faith in the two guys that I was talking about, or they don't have enough faith in the talent pool that is out there right now. And so Doug Peterson is seriously considering just not hiring an offensive coordinator. Now, it's like comparing apples and horse manure, as my old buddy Joe Spano would say, and God bless him, he underwent surgery yesterday, so let's pray for his recovery. You know, Hugh Jackson, who was losing and losing and losing and losing and losing with a new quarterback around the corner, coming in this draft, he hires Todd Haley. Well, you know, if they get the right quarterback, well, they're going to need somebody to guide it. And Hugh Jackson, this is it for him. They got to win six games, seven games this year. You know, 3-13 won't cut it. 4-12 won't cut it. They've got to lock it down and be ready to roll. And I don't know that that's going to end up being the case. Maybe he loses his job, maybe he doesn't lose his job, but he's got Todd Haley in place that for whoever quarterback they end up bringing in, there's going to be a system in place. Haley has succeeded wherever he's gone. You know, he does some strange things and he rubs people the wrong way, but nobody can argue with the success of his offenses. And if you're Sam Darnold or you're Josh Rosen or you're Josh Allen or you're Baker Mayfield or whoever the hell ends up under center for the Cleveland Browns, you're going to be at least getting proper NFL tutelage from your offensive coordinator and then the rest of the staff and so on and so forth. Well, next year, the Eagles are looking at a situation where you're talking about a quarterback who had become a bit of a journeyman, but working within the Eagles system under Frank Reich, revived his career enough to the point where they made a magnificent run in the playoffs without hiding him. He had one bad game, and they were able to overcome it. But without hiding Nick Foles, and getting to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. Now, do not be under any illusions here as far as the Philadelphia Eagles go. Philadelphia Eagles are going to start next year with Nick Foles as their starting quarterback. What is going to be Peterson's job next year, aside from being a head football coach and prepping them for Sundays and Thursdays and Mondays, and getting them ready for each and every game in the 16-game schedule, is once Carson Wentz comes back, which is probably going to be about halfway through the season, walking that fine line between, hey, we have the defending Super Bowl champions and the MVP of the game behind center in Nick Foles, and, oh, by the way, the guy who was in the running to be the most valuable player of the league when he got hurt and was leading us towards the promised land in Carson Wentz. Now, when this happened before, which it happened with Doug Williams, and there was no real quarterback issue there, and it happened with Phil Simms and Jeff Hostetler, Hostetler's body of work was such where they were like, well, thanks. We appreciate it. And when your contract's up, we're going to move you along. And he did get the opportunity to start. He went to Oakland where he was, and finished out his career and, you know, basically was known for being a backup and having one shining moment. I'll steal a little from March Madness there. But with that being said, Carson Wentz, this is a completely different set of circumstances. This is the future. You know, they didn't draft his kid and bring him in and trade out multiple draft picks so he can play behind Nick Foles. There's no quarterback controversy here. But what there is a situation, and a particular situation, where because of the nature of the injury that Carson Wentz has, the Eagles have no choice but to start Nick Foles at the beginning of the 2018 season. That's a given. Unless a team comes along and says, here's two number one draft picks. We want Nick Foles. At which point, they'll do it. They do it in a heartbeat. And they'll sign a journeyman to caretake them to a 500 record. And then when Carson Wentz comes back, hope that he hits the ground running and they're able to make the playoffs and hopefully defend their Super Bowl title. But that is literally the only circumstances of which Carson Wentz is not the starting quarterback down the line. Injury. I mean, that's it. That's it. If for some reason he doesn't come back off that leg injury at 100%, because I've already heard people speculate, well, you know, how do you not start the defending Super Bowl MVP. Well, real easy. The future of your franchise is Carson Wentz. There was a reason why he was behind there as quarterback. The only reason why Foles was signed to that length of contract for that amount of money was the fact that Wentz was coming off a rookie season. And they just wanted to make sure that he was the real deal. Well, he proved that he was the real deal. That was no illusion through the first 10, 11 games of the season. He was completely legit. And the Eagles were completely happy to have him back there. And when he went down, I mean, you know, let's not have revisionist history here. When he went down, most people in Philadelphia thought it was done. Most people around the NFL who were talking about it, done. Eagles aren't going to make it. Hell, I picked against them twice. And they proved everybody wrong. But that doesn't change the equation. That doesn't change the math. Foles has been in the league a while now. He is what he is. He's a good quarterback. And in this particular instance, he managed to get your team to the Super Bowl, and they won the Super Bowl. Had it been a body of work of 16 games plus the playoffs, I don't know he would have gotten them there. I doubt it. But again, there's no quarterback controversy here. Not going to be. So, you know, when it comes right down to it, the blow it out of the water offer would pry Nick Foles out of Philadelphia. But other than that, they're going to start him. They're going to ride it for as long as they can. And look, if it turns out that when Carson Wentz comes back, the Eagles are 10-3 or 9-1 or whatever the circumstances are, well, Doug Peterson's no schmuck. He's not going to screw up a good situation. He'll play it out. Wentz has no options. He's not going anywhere. He's got two more years after this and then an option. He's under player control. Eagles hold all the cards. So from that aspect of it, it's not going to change. But if it turns out the other way, and Wentz is ready to go, and the Eagles are 3-6, what do you think is going to happen? As soon as he gets medical clearance, he's back behind center. And Nick Foles will go back to being a serviceable backup. And when the year's up and his contract is done, he can go test the waters. But that's it. You know, I heard him, well, you know, you got to trade him. His value is at an all-time high. Well, no kidding. Doesn't change the fact they need him to be around. Come summer, come mini camp, come after the draft, and come the exhibition season. They don't have another option. The option we have is tapping out right here for a commercial. We'll be back right after this short time out. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Hey, welcome back to the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. We're wrapping up hour one here in the Attacks. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always easy, which it asks. We're talking NFL, and again, plenty of stuff here. And we're going to, you know, get into some things. Hey, one story. I look, there's going to be plenty of free agents out there and on the horizon. But a guy who had a terrific career, Derek Johnson, he's going to walk away. Chiefs are going to cut him loose. And it's a cold-blooded business, man. It's a cold-blooded business. And Derek Johnson, at one point, was the best linebacker in football. He signed a three-year deal in 16. They restructured it to 17. He's 35 years old. He's hit the end of the road, injured. They got to go younger. They got to go younger across the board. You saw the move with Alex Smith. It's what it is the quasi-rebuild right here. And by moving Smith, they're turning it over to Patrick Mahomes. He's going to have a rough first year, more than likely. First year starting, obviously. But they've got to turn it over on defense. They cut Darrell Revis, who was, just an add-on, as it were. But now Johnson going. They've got to get younger legs. The other guy who they're going to keep, but after next year he'll be gone too, is Justin Houston. I mean, Johnson's a hell of a good player. Great, solid. 13 seasons, over 1,200 tackles. So, he's one of those guys that'll be missed. What we're not going to miss is the news at the top of the hour, so stay tuned. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black.